Welcome to another episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth with your host, Zach Kearson, the Fifth General. What's up, man?
Hey, what's good? What's good? Good to be here. Good to be here, y'all. Good to be here. Yeah, man. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah.
Sorry, y'all, my mic. All right. So, I'm glad everybody is here. Oh, wait, let's do this the right way. Can't forget that.
That bomb drop. No. That's how we do it.
All right, so last week we... What did we talk about last week? Oh, we delved into the Diddy and Cassie thing, but then we also talked about... entitlements in the dating game and stuff like that.
Yes, you know? We did. We did touch on that. Yes.
That's never good.
We did touch on that.
So, what we're gonna do is kind of dig a little deeper in that, right? Because there's this I'm pretty sure people have been seeing this in this space. They've been seeing situations where the expectations is you got to do this, you got to do that. And I know some people are tired and exhausted of that, but these are the things that are going on.
Yeah.
Last week we touched on the woman talking about, yo,
got to make 100K.
Got to make 100,000 a month.
Per month now.
First it was a day, now it's per month, right?
And I
already proved what this means. But now it's when you first meet a guy, what he's supposed to do. Now you got that going on. So I'm going to play a video of this disgusting woman with a disgusting mouth. So parental advisory, there is some explicit language here and I'm not going to edit it, but I need to, for educational purposes, play. Although this is one woman, but this is the mentality of several women, you know, and I will be able to make that point here. So this is a clip that went viral on.
It went viral.
I beg your fucking pardon? What the fuck? Things, and you're flirting with me while I'm shopping for things, but not offering to pay for the things that I'm shopping for while you're trying to flirt with me? Are you stupid? Like, the only way to win right now is to pay for the groceries. If not, move the fuck around. Move around. Because you're definitely not moving on up. Thank you.
Was you able to catch that from the beginning? I think we had a hiccup here.
Yeah, we had a hiccup in the beginning.
Let me play it again.
Flirt with you at the grocery store, but not offer to pay for your groceries? Get the fuck out of my face. I beg your fucking pardon. What the fuck you think this is? I'm over here shopping for things, and you're flirting with me while I'm shopping for things, but not offering to pay for the things that I'm shopping for while you're trying to flirt with me. Are you stupid? Like, the only way to win right now is to pay for the groceries. If not, move the fuck around. Move around. Because you're definitely not moving on up. Thank you.
Zacchaeus, your thoughts.
Okay, Mrs. Potty Mouth. First, I want to address that. Okay?
Yeah, please do.
She's not a lady. She's not a classy lady. Nope. That's number one. But yet, you want us to pay for your groceries? Not only pay for your groceries, but yeah, cover your groceries. But yet, you want to be treated like a lady and let us, men, cover your groceries. Let's think about that for a second. Let's just figure that one out. Whoever's tuning in, leave a comment. She want a man, she want a gentleman to come in, meet her, and you're flirting with her, pay for her groceries. She is delusional, out of this world. First of all, a real, real dude like me in the fifth, mm-hmm. a real dude will hear your mouth and automatically get turned off. You don't care how you look. You don't care what you look like. Okay? The content of your character is foul.
Come on, man.
Your attitude is a turnoff. The only thing a dude want to do, some dudes don't even want to do that. And Fifth, you know what I'm getting at.
Yep,
you know what I'm getting at. They don't even want to smile. They'll be like, oh no.
Before I talk,
yeah.
She said the only way to win, I guess with her, or I guess what she's saying with other women that are like her, which is fine.
Yeah. I'll leave you alone. Yeah.
She said the only way to win is to pay for the groceries. If not, move along. What you say to that?
I move along. Simple as that.
Yeah.
But move along. I mean, isn't that, listen, she's nothing to run after.
Heck no.
Even if she looks great, her character is a turnoff. He's nothing to sweat and be like and be simping over.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You remember that song? A pretty face and bad character. That's a type of living can. Oh, Shaka, follow me.
Yep,
a pretty face and bad character. That's a type of living can. Oh, Shaka, says she pretty. She face is pretty, but the character dirty. 1, 2, all 2, 30. She want a Tom Dick and all she hurry. And when it's for the mischief, she wants to tell Boshi sorry. Chief character is dirty. Come on, y'all. And let me tell you something. Any guy that would just look at her and be like, you know what? If she even worth my time, because let me tell you something. When somebody has bad character like that, you got to think about our time is very valuable. Now, when you meet somebody like that or encounter somebody like that, you will want to not waste your time with her. You want to run. Run for the hills.
Yeah.
Run. You want to run. You want to run. What I mean by run, I mean by run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ghost. Yeah.
Can't keep running away. You want to run. You want to run.
Why is she so upset, man?
Listen. Yeah, that's a good question.
She's like really angry in this video.
She's pissed off.
Yeah.
She's pissed off. You know? And I can't understand that she's now. She's more angry than the Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember the series that Tyler Perry put together?
Yeah, at least she's more angry than her.
She was married, but she was trying to do right. She was trying to do right,
right.
by her husband.
Right.
But her husband was the one that dogged her.
Right. But the context is a little different, but.
Yeah. But right, in right, this right. case.
Yeah. She has no reason to be angry. This woman right here has no reason
to be angry. Yeah. Yeah. She's just downright angry. She'll turn every race off. You know what I'm saying? Even her own. I mean, damn. Listen.
So when did it become. Yeah. I just want to ask this question to ladies who think like her. I'm not worried about the ladies who don't. Thank God for y'all. There's still some hope.
Yes.
But for the ladies who do think like her, when did it become a crime for a man to talk to you without him first offering cash? Because if I'm not mistaken, isn't these the same women that said you're not entitled to the box because you paid for something? What happened to that?
Because all this
is going to do is pick that conversation back up where a man says, I just paid for your groceries. Your groceries are probably if she's shopping for the month, her groceries are probably $300 to $400, maybe $500. If a man is paying that at the store, you know he gonna want the drawers.
Yeah, exactly. Hey.
Come on now.
Come on. Something's gonna be
a, I mean, just think about it. But like I said, these were the same women of this type.
Mm-hmm.
Mad at a man flirting with her to not pay for her groceries is the same woman that gets mad when they take her out on a date and he wants the drawers at the end of the night, and then you get mad because that's what he's expecting. Well, then you shouldn't be expecting a man to pay for your groceries if you're not willing to give it up.
Exactly.
If we're going to be talking about the nature of woman and the nature of man, then that's the conversation that needs to be had here. Don't be asking for that.
Exactly. Exactly. And then having a cop attitude, about it.
Then she's saying, "Oh, you stupid." So as a man, you stupid now because you didn't pay for groceries. Now, let's give her what she wants. She said, "You're either going to do that or you're going to move along." And like you said earlier, just move along.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead and drop a bomb on that. We'll gladly move along. I'll move along. This woman, it's a shame. Let me look at her, right? It's a shame. Chocolate woman, too. But with that attitude,
Nope. Yeah. You know, rotten chocolate.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Nope.
This is going to segue to this clip. Shout outs to Ayanla. Peep what she said here.
Devices for too long. Mm-hmm. I find women to be mean as hell. I'm sorry.
With really? Mean, oh my gosh. Am I mean? Oh yes. Yes. Jasmine, are you mean?
A little bit.
Yeah, you might be.
I'm straightforward too.
Yeah.
I'm in your face and on your world, but I'm not mean.
Okay. Are you aggressive?
No, I'm assertive.
Okay.
I'm not aggressive.
What's the difference?
Well, first of all, your intention.
Okay.
And assertiveness, it's about dominion and accomplishing a particular thing. And aggressive, it's about control and getting what you're going for.
Gotcha.
Okay. And there's a difference. One comes from the head, one comes from the heart. Assertion comes from the heart. Aggression comes from the head. And it's ego and control. And women today, I find certain generations of women today are extremely aggressive, unkind, unloving, and mean as hell.
She just described that woman that we was last talking about. Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, that's a perfect segue. That's a perfect segue, Iyanna. Big up to Iyanna Van Zandt. Very, very knowledgeable. Elder women full of wisdom. She's full of wisdom. Yeah. Respectable, full of wisdom, very respected, big time. Yo, Iyanna Van Zandt, now, she's a woman of wisdom and knowledge. And she broke it down. She said, "Women, some women as mean as hell." And this is why they're single. Yeah. Think about it. Yeah. Think about it. They don't hold, if they do get in a relationship, they don't hold relationships too long. Nope. Because it's only a matter of time where a brother or somebody gets a little bit. Sometimes you get a little bit overwhelmed by her attitude, and you get a little bit overwhelmed by her attitude, but it's only about so much you can take as a human being with the attitude and the nasty, but delusional entitlement that she deserved this and she deserves that. And how dare you come up? How dare you don't pay for my groceries? And how dare you don't pay for, and how dare you don't buy me a brand new car? It's only about so much you can take. I look at, and this is why, like I said in the last video, and I really meant it. You wind up with a bunch of cats in your place. Mm-hmm. Why? Because your attitude. Now, when she mentioned about groceries, paying for groceries, and who are you that I meet you for the first time? And I look at you for the first time, and I got to cover all your groceries. Now, this is what Iyanna Van Zandt meant. Mm-hmm. And she's a perfect, this is almost a perfect segue, Fifth, into Iyanna Van Zandt's point. what she was really saying, what she's really saying the whole time about angry, mean women.
She said they're not kind.
They're not kind, no. So why would I?
And she said they're aggressive.
Aggressive, yeah. Aggressive meaning that they're quick to have an attitude with you. Mm-hmm. Quick to have an attitude, and it don't, it don't, and fifth, you notice, you know, it doesn't take them long. Doesn't take much to trigger them off. No, they'll bite your head off in a quick second. Mm-hmm. You want to know, like, well, Dad, what did I do? And it could be for the simplest things too. Simplest things too. But you know what? Some people just deserve to be alone. Live by themselves.
Check this out. So, as a man,
mm-hmm.
right, I'm pretty sure you and your childhood and my childhood was raised that there's a behavior that if you display, you could turn people off.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships and friendships. So we know mm-hmm. that as men, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I had, let's say I had the same attitude as a man as that woman about how she is about men with groceries, but I had that attitude about women. Not about her paying for my groceries, but just feeling like I'm entitled to something that she values and owns that I mm-hmm. should be having because she's flirting with me.
Right.
Imagine how I would be treated.
I'd probably be
in handcuffs.
Yes. Yes. Right? Yes. Absolutely.
Now, that's not to say that, yes, there are plenty of men in this world that think that they're entitled to whatever a woman has, especially her body, right? That's kind of one of the main things. I'm entitled to your body because I'm a man and I just want it. Yes, there are men out there that think like that.
Right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm not entitled to a woman's body because of the way she dresses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entitled mm-hmm. to that. I'd be in the gym. I'm someone who's in the gym avidly, right? I'm always in the gym, right? Thank God for my consistency. I thank God for that and that discipline, right?
Right.
More consistent than I've ever been in the gym. There are women that are in that gym that really ain't got much clothes on.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
I ain't gonna lie to you. There's a lot of temptation at the gym. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of women walking around here. Their pants are so tight. It looks like something is chewing on the pants.
Wow.
From the front, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah. That. Ooh, that's tight. Yeah. That's like spandex. That's tight. Yeah.
Looks like a second set of skin.
Oh shucks. Yeah. That's tight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the top that these women are wearing in the gym. The top. Mm-hmm. I'll just say the lack of top.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I'm entitled to it. I mean. I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on. I don't know if I'm at a gym or if I'm at the beach.
Right.
The way some of these outfits be looking.
Right.
You know? Right. And just because a woman says something to me in the gym doesn't mean that she wants me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that I'm entitled to anything. That we can't operate like that. And the justice system holds the men that get caught.
Right.
Accountable for having that mentality and acting that out, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Men who are behind bars or dead because they took something they shouldn't be taking.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a man values his time and his money just like a woman should value her body if she does value it. So the equivalence may be somewhat different, but it's just how men think and how women think. And I don't think I'm entitled to nothing. And no, I shouldn't act like that. And if I had a son, I wouldn't teach him to act like that. I wouldn't teach my daughter that.
Dad, you have kids. Right. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell your daughter if she treated a man like that years from now? She's young now, but I'm just saying, she's in her 30s. I won't even say 20s.
Yeah.
Say she's in her 30s. And she says, Dad, some guy was trying to holler at me. And I told him off because he wouldn't buy my groceries. What would you say to that?
I would tell her that I didn't raise you that way.
There you go.
I didn't raise you that way. Not only did I raise you that way, but I raised you up with some godly principles. I did not raise you to be entitled to let a stranger that you just met pay for your groceries, or not even just anybody just pay for your groceries just because he's looking at you, or just because he's being friendly to you. Now all of a sudden now you want him to pay your groceries with an attitude. I didn't raise you that way, and I didn't raise your brother that way. So therefore, I don't expect you to come off with the. I didn't raise you to be entitled. I didn't raise you to be just entitled to just, oh, I deserve this. I deserve that. You got to give me this. You got to give me that. I teach my kids that you got to work hard for yours. You got to work hard. If you want something, you got to go get it. And don't expect anybody to pay for it. You got to work. If you want it, you got to work hard to get it. Don't expect people to, nobody owes you anything. In this society, this is how people, some of these ladies, and even some men too, are acting like you owe me this and you owe me that. Yeah. Sorry to bust your bubble, but nobody owes you anything. Nobody owes you anything. If you want it, you got to go get it yourself. And don't because he's talking to me or she's talking to me. Yeah, I want her to pay for it. Yes, I want him to pay for it. No. That's the attitude that would keep your behind single for a long. Let me say this again. A long time. Okay? A long time. Okay? Yeah.
What would you tell your... Oh, also, I would also add to your daughter, which is like my niece. I would tell her there's a better way to let a man down. You don't have to do that.
Right.
You're not interested, you're not interested. You don't have to do that.
Right.
There's a better way. And I want to tell all women this. If you don't want a guy talking to you, there's a better way to let a man down. You ain't got to do all of that.
Right.
You ain't got to call the man stupid.
Right.
You ain't got to say, oh, you need to pay for my groceries, otherwise the conversation is over. No.
No, it's a better way.
Well,
it's a better way. Yeah,
there is a better way. I have something else I'd like to play. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
When you guys go out, who typically pays for the dates?
He does.
I pay for the dates.
Any special occasions where you cover the bill?
Yeah, there are times when I pay. It's random. It's like very random.
I only typically will let her like buy something small, like maybe like a sandwich at Starbucks or something, but like 99% of the time I always cover the bill. It's never a question.
You guys live together?
Yes, we do.
Does he cover most of the bills?
All of them.
If he's paying everything, does that mean that you give it to him whenever he wants it?
Yeah.
What else do you bring to the table?
I hate this question. Like, he always asks me this and I hate this question.
Well, realistically, what do you think?
I mean, I think I'm very nurturing to him. I provide, like, I do the laundry. That's what you're asking me. I do the laundry. I make sure, like, I clean the room, the house. I provide, like, unconditional love, friendship.
Do you think if it was all the way around that you'd even be with him?
No.
Why not?
Because I like my man to lead. I like my man to be the alpha. I like to be submissive to my man, and I feel like I can't be that way if I'm the one lead in his position.
When you guys,
I'll go first.
Okay.
So she said, "Here's a contradiction," and I'm glad the host at the end holding a mic said it this way. And this material, I would say, was given to him. He asked the question, but this is how she answered. She named all the things that he brings to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was time to ask her what she brings to the table, although she did answer, it was an issue. Okay? In this video, this is a man and a woman, black man, Latina woman. I want to put that in for perspective, whether that, that may not mean anything, that may mean something, it may not. She was trying to figure out things that she offers to him. Their relationship, although she's not mean like the other girl in terms of yelling and cussing verbally, but we really don't know what kind of woman she is at home. But because he's paying for everything, there are things that she does. He asked her, if it was the other way around, could you be with him? She said no. And then she, the reason why she said no is because she said that means that she would be leading, which it really doesn't mean that.
Right.
So she took that somewhere. But she was honest because you can't say your love is unconditional when it's the conditions is the reason why you're even dating him. Chris Rock once said that a man is only loved under the condition that he provides. And the only thing that a woman has unconditional love for is kids and dogs.
Wow. Big up to the legendary Chris Rock.
You go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, when it comes, yes, because the thing is, it's only a true, this is what you call true love. When you go through the bumps in the road, the rough times with your significant other, and when you go through the bumps in the road and the rough times with the significant other, and they still stick around. The true test of true love is when you go through, it's not conditioned, where everything is looking good and gravy. I'm providing for you. I'm providing a comfortable life for you, with you. Giving you, taking care of everything, taking care of all the bills and making sure that you're comfortable and good. But the very moment I hit a bump in the road it's going to cause stress, it's causing me to not have a steady income. Now, all of a sudden, now you want to leave. Now, what Chris Rock said is solid. Very, very solid, because it goes into that condition where I see a lot of couples go through that. When the bumps in the road, when the going gets tough, she gets going. Or it could be vice versa. It could be either way. It could be either way where the going gets tough, he gets going. Now what Chris Rock said is it's a fact that in some cases, the only thing she has, is loyal to is the dogs and what else? The pets and kids. That's it. The day he slip up. Yep. It's the day she walks out the door, and then she tries to get him for alimony and child support.
Here's the thing, and I'm gonna give it back to you, the mic. A woman could lose her job. Nobody bats an eye.
Right.
If a man loses his job, everybody loses their mind. Am I right or wrong?
That's a bomb dropper. Hello.
And I think you know where I'm going.
Oh, yes.
Now, I know there will be women who will say, No, I stuck around with my man.
Lost
his job, and then he got back on his feet.
Yes.
Dang, yes. God bless you.
Yes.
That and was you being a. That was lady. That was you being a helpmate.
That's a helpmate. That's what the Bible talks about. A helpmate. Now they have some women that would say in a comment like this, they would say, "Well, he's supposed to provide for me. He's the man. He's supposed to have the foundation. He's the man. He's supposed to provide for me. He's supposed to take care of me. He's the man. Isn't he supposed to be the head of the household? He's the man. He's supposed to." Yes, all those things, young lady, is true. He is the man supposed to take care of the household and everything. But the vows did say, that's why you don't get married. That's why before you get married, you gotta think about vows when you mean to that person, because for thickness and in health, for better or worse.
For richer
or poorer.
There we go. They hate that one.
They don't like that one.
Speaking of that, before you go, you ever been seeing clips of, sadly, black weddings? When they get to that part of for richer or poorer, the women don't want to say it. Have you been noticing that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let me say this to a woman who dares to be my wife. Don't play like that at the wedding. Okay? Because I don't think that's funny. I mess around and end the wedding. I ain't playing.
Right. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Zacchaeus.
Hello, you know. Oh, I haven't seen a video like that. They been keeping silent when it comes to richer or poorer. Keeping silent.
Let me see if I can find one. You got women out here. It's like I said, they'll be at the altar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a woman will say, the pastor will be like, for sickness and health, and she'll say sickness and health, for better for worse, and then he'll say, for richer or poorer. And then she's like, well, we ain't talk about that.
Wow.
Or they hate when they say, do you promise to love, honor, and obey?
Oh, they don't like that.
Mm-mm. They hate that.
Ah, see, but, mm-hmm. And that's what it is. I mean, it's a situation where they don't, it's like, this is why there's so much divorces, because they take it serious. It's like, sickness or health. Cause I've seen.
Here we go.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Play it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut your thought.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, you just want the video? Okay, cool.
For better.
For worse.
Okay. For worse.
For richer.
For richer.
For poor.
Or poorer.
Yeah. We hit that snag about 20 times and counting.
So this is part one of the renegade.
He said we hit that snag 20 times in counseling. So she had a problem with saying for poorer.
The poorer, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She said for richer, but when the for poorer came around, she was like,
yeah, she just giggled. Papora? Yeah. She wasn't serious. Yeah. So, brother, you know what time it is. It's a giggle, but she can.
He giggled, but he didn't look happy.
No, because, see, the thing is
that's
that.
In front of his family. That's another thing, ladies. His family's there.
Yeah. Yeah, because
you don't embarrass that man in front of his family because you don't want to say the wedding vows. What if he took that attitude with you?
Exactly. His mother could be sitting there and she's like, yeah.
Will you forsake others? What is that? Forsaking others and be, it's something about being loyal, right? To not cheating on your wife. There's a wedding vow.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever that's called. What if the husband didn't want to repeat that?
Oh, he's a bad guy. But for her, but you see, with her doing it, you know, he laughed. It's cute. But you see, if he would have said that, he would have said that for richer, for poorer, the death do us part. Because they asked, let me take this. I'm going to pick up another factor. Sickness and in hell.
Yeah.
They got some people that won't stick around. If you get sick, they have some couples, some people in a relationship that will not stick around if you cannot work anymore. They will not stick around if you can't, you know what I mean anymore. Yeah. They will not stick around if you gotta push them around the wheelchair, They will not stick around because the first thing they'll say is that I did not bargain for this.
I didn't sign up for this. Yeah. I didn't
think marriage
would be like this.
It'll be like this.
Well, because the conversation has to be, do you want the wedding, which is the ceremony, or do you want the marriage, which is the life?
Right. They have people. I have a friend that went through this too. They have people that got married because of status.
Of course.
Meaning that, I see all my girls getting married, so I'm going to get married too.
I would argue most marriages in America and other Eastern civilized, European conquered, colonized civilizations, which includes this one, because people like to say westernized, but no, this was giving to the West.
Originally.
So I'm just saying European colonized civilizations, that I would argue that most of those marriages are for status.
Mm-hmm.
What say you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Condition. Not all, but most.
But most, yeah.
If we're going by the divorce rates, because if the reasons for divorce is money, then that was a status marriage, right?
Yes.
Because it was all good just a week ago when the money was good. But then when the money's not good no more, it's time to go. Listen, this is going to happen in every marriage. Every marriage is going to get tested. And one of those tests will be finances.
Always. A lot of times. It will be a lot of times. A lot of times. Oh, yes. And it's going to be tests. It's going to be times where this is where you're going to see how the strength of leadership is when it comes to finances. Because finances, people do get hiccups with finances. Maybe at a moment in a time where he loses a little income, or maybe the time she loses a little income, and then you'll see the true test of time. Where do you stand? Where do you stand as a couple, you know? So that's what it is, you know. Yeah.
Shoot. I'm gonna play something. This is kind of off the cuff.
And some people married for business. It's for business. They say, listen, we get married, you make that kind of income. Some people want to be power couples. Some people want to be power couples where it's a business venture. You get married, I get married. Yeah. And you're making that money, I'm making that money. Let's get together. And it's a business. The day he loses that huge income, we'll see the true test.
Exactly.
We'll see the true test.
And that's the wrong reason to get married. You don't marry for money. You don't marry for the sake of sex. You don't marry for those things. You will be unfulfilled.
Unfulfilled.
Because
the thing that you're
getting that fulfills you is momentarily, and moments fade.
Oh yes.
Emotion, you can't live in a moment. I've had a lot of great moments in my life, right?
Yeah.
I can't live in that forever. I've had bad moments in my life. I'm so glad that I can't live in that moment forever. You feel me?
At the time, yes.
Nobody, living in a moment, wait till one of those moments become bad. You'll wish that they go so quickly. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
So let me play some real quick.
I'll forever submit to you. I'll forever submit to you. I'll forever submit to you, Miles. I'll forever respect you, Miles. I'll forever honor you, Miles, as the head of our home and no other. There is no one. No plans of hell will ever prosper in our marriage and will ever hold me not to be a wife that is a Proverbs 31 woman. I will become that woman that builds the home as I follow you, as you follow Christ. That is the only thing that we will do in our household. And I promise and I vow that in heaven they hear. On earth, I declare and decree, I shall be a submissive wife unto you as we continue to do this work of God.
You know what? Just for that. Lady, you deserve the best.
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what country that is, but yeah. For those who don't, I played the audio, but in this audio, this is a woman saying her vows at the wedding day, and she literally got on her knees and said her vows.
Wow, her knees?
Yeah, she got on her knees and said that. And these are her vows that she made up.
Ooh. She gets applause. Okay. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Wow. You know, listen, very few women like that now. Okay.
Yeah.
Very few.
Whatever. They're making them in some factory somewhere.
Yep. Brothers, single dudes, you need to get a, you know. Find you a virtuous woman, a prudent woman, okay?
Yeah, right. She called Proverbs 31. But I'm gonna say this, right? So I'm gonna say this. I know that was an extreme to an extreme.
Yeah.
For most people who live in reality, but the point I'm making is that I'm trying to go with the original topic of entitlement. We can't have this thing. There's a work that has to be involved to get married. You're married, so you know.
Yeah.
I said this last season. I look at marriage as the prize. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a specific person. I look at marriage as the prize.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept I take of it is in sports.
Mm.
We're a team. We play.
Mm-hmm. Oh no. Fifth.
You know. So I'm gonna repeat the stream jacked up a bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was saying that. I don't look at man or woman being a prize in a marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
I look at the marriage itself is the prize. And I take the team concept to it in sports.
Mm-hmm.
We're a team that play together and we're trying to get this championship.
Mm-hmm.
And that championship is the actual prize.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And yes.
When two people, mature people, loving people, can understand what this is all about and what they're trying to build,
mm-hmm.
then that's where you know that you've made the right decision. Because she's coming with the same level of integrity and intensity and intelligence that you have that you're coming into it.
You're coming into it, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, I don't know if I have anything else to play, but I kind of want to let you expand on things more. What else do you think? I feel like we've touched on something in the past about this entitlement thing, but what is going to change? Let's do this. What's going to break down and change this entitlement culture that's being pushed on both men and women in the dating world?
That's a very good question. What's going to change? What's going to change that entire? I think more people. This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say this to encounter that. Don't allow God to put you in a humble position, because every now and then, because when you're living with an entitlement, sometimes situations humble you. And when situations humble you, is a lesson learned, meaning that you could be a person that's up one day and the next day you're down. You could be a person that's making loads of money, and then maybe two more mornings, like what the West Indians people say, you lost it all. You could be a person that's in great health or in healthy, but the situation happened. We got into an accident and it caused you to be in a humbling situation where you have to depend on somebody to help you out. So when you have that entitled mentality, certain situations can humble you. Listen, there's this situation. This situation is where if you're a woman, you always had this, you always had that, and you want the man to make the 100K per a week. I'm going to mention that too. 100K a week, making 100K a week. And because you want this, now my mother used to say this. He said, you pick nothing. She used to say that all the time, right? But as I get older, I know what she means. Now, when you're a person that you're so picky, choosy, you want this man to make 100K a week, age don't lie. Time goes and it flies. Next thing you know, it'd be 40 is knocking on your door. 45 is knocking around your door. Next thing you know, and look at this. You could be a person, you could be a woman that have that same mentality. He got to be making 100K a week. And seeing all your girlfriends with their families in successful marriages, because of your attitude, God allowed you to be single for a very long time. Now you're a person that wanted kids and you wanted that husband. Because of your attitude, God allowed you to see 50 with no kids and no husband. Same thing goes for the man. Because you're delusional, living in the delusion, and because you're choosy and picky, you want something specific. Nothing wrong with wanting what you want, but you have to be also humble too. You also got to learn how to be open and learn how to have an understanding of people, of people, maybe even people that you're trying to date. And because of your bad character, age 50 hits you, or 55. I know what I'm talking about, because I know people right now that are well in their 50s and they're still single with no kids, and they wanted that. Not like they didn't want it. They wanted to be single, but they wanted to be married. They wanted to have kids. They wanted a family. And because of certain attitudes and certain behaviors and certain things that they have, God allowed them to see a certain age with none of that. They ain't blessed with none of that. So the message I'm bringing to you, ladies and gentlemen, young people that are single or mid-aged people, always learn to be humble. Don't the Bible says God gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. Always learn to be humble. Yes.
I got something to play, and I think this we should probably end the show with this.
Don't shape yourself to what these worldly women want y'all to be. Don't do that one. You know, you'll start to see that a lot of them are spiritually dead. You know, they'll want you to put them first before God, obviously. You know, they'll want you to worship the ground they walk on. And some of them are so bold to where they say this with no conviction. And what I want y'all to understand is a lot of women have demons on them. A lot of them. And I don't mean that in a figurative way. I mean that in a literal way. They carry bad spirits on them. The spirit of pride is one of them, the Leviathan spirit. This is why a lot of women, they can't be told nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's been normalized that you see a lot of prideful women and just people just in general just having a big ego and don't want to be told nothing. That is an unclean spirit. The Holy Spirit humbles you. The Holy Spirit humbles you. So, like I say, whenever you say something or try to talk to them, it's like it goes to one ear out the other. They twisting your words. That's literally a spirit. You think, like I tell you, the spirit world don't rest. You think when a spirit see a person that is prideful, you think, oh, let's just leave them alone. No, they're going to jump into your body. They're going to influence you, whatever the case may be. This is why a lot of people be so stubborn. And if you got pride, man, pride will have you missing out on a God sent person, a prideful man or a prideful woman. Ooh, God, have somebody that'd be good for you and lead you down the right direction. But you got so much pride now, you done missed out on somebody good for you. You know what I'm saying? But they gonna want you to pour into them, but you're pouring into their ego. So, and they'll never feel fulfilled, right? Because they insecure within themselves. So they want to have somebody substitute to come into their life and pour into them so they can feel better about themselves. Not knowing you gotta do the inner work to fulfill that happiness. You gotta focus on your relationship with God. They gonna want you to act out of character in a sense of, you know, treating them like SHIT, putting them on the back burner because they get a kick out of chasing a dude, not knowing we ain't supposed to be doing that. You know what I'm saying? So whenever I say don't let no worldly woman shape you, I mean that in every which way. If you're talking to one and she wants you to be a certain way, if you're looking at how women are nowadays and you see that they like this or they like this, or well, let me do this. No, that's a trap. That is a trap, bro. And now you acting out of God's will. You can't even tap into your higher self because you adopting this worldly mentality along with them. And you wonder why, you know, it's like I said, they want you to adopt their weird thing. They want to drain you. That's why they can have sex with you and keep it pushing and feel nothing. That's not normal. That's not normal for anybody for that matter. You know what I'm saying? But don't shape yourself into what they want you to be. You be the man that God intends you to be. That's how you're going to tap into your higher self. I'm telling you, bro, like I had to unplug from that. I'm like, I don't want none of that. I'm like, I don't want none of this worldly stuff. And then you begin to see above that. You see past people. You see through people. Start looking at the way they behave, the things that they do, the things that they're entertained by, and ask yourself, what spirit dwells in her? Look past her boobs. Look past the talking she tried to entice you with. Look past the cha-chas and the chi-chis and the you know, the junk in the trunk. But seriously, ask yourself, I wonder what kind of spirits dwell in her. What kind of spirit she has. And right there you'll be like, oh no. It's funny how people can believe that the devil is real but not believe God is real, and y'all see the devil at work and still want to keep going towards it. You'll see that this woman ain't about nothing, that she don't want you. She wants your energy, she wants your money, she wants you sexually, just energy in its entirety. And we fall for the trap by we thinking we benefiting by, you know, dogging them out or just entertaining them or keeping them at arm reach. No, you don't do that at all. You let them be, bro. So don't shape yourself into what that worldly woman wants you to be, because that ain't the man God intended you to be. You ain't gonna never reach into your higher self. That's a demon that you pouring into, bro. That is a full on demon. Come on now. Don't.
He said a lot.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
To summarize it. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Not every spirit that says they from God is from God.
That's right. Amen.
Satan comes in the form of an angel.
Yes. Yes.
There are plenty of scriptures there. Plenty.
Wolf in sheep clothing. Yeah,
wolf
man.
Wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
The love for money is the root of all
evil.
There's a lot there.
Yes.
I'll say this, and then I'm going to let you end off the show.
Okay.
There are a lot of men that have demons on them, too. I don't want this to be like a woman bashing show. It's about entitlement. And, when men speaking to other men about what they're going to encounter, but also want to speak to women and what they're going to encounter. And no, you shouldn't be with a man. Men tend to show their intentions a little sooner than women at times. So, especially if a man just operates in just sex, then he will show his card pretty soon. You know, mm-hmm. He ain't got time to be wasted. And then you have those that will wait around until the right moment. So they'll kind of orbit around for a little bit, then show their intention. But then you have a lot of women out here who will be chameleons, and they will conform for years before they show themselves. So you have that. So what I want to say is what he said. He said, how you be humble, how you let the Holy Spirit humble you, is dependent on your relationship with God. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense, because that's who you want to keep you grounded. That's your foundation.
Amen to that. Yeah.
I think also in layman's terms, he's saying when you move further away from your foundation, which is the Lord, then you will be more vulnerable and acceptable to those spirits that may want to jump on you or jump on that want to jump to you. So he made a lot of sense.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Zacchaeus, you have the last word.
Yes. And we got to watch those spirits. Every time not every person that you want to date and encounter, have in your circle, is the right person for you.
Right.
You may meet them. You may have a few laughs with them. Or you may take them out to dinner. Doesn't mean that they're right for you, because you can be alignment with how you walk with the Lord, and then all of a sudden now she comes with this attitude, because of the you should know them by their fruit, is the scriptures, but also their character. You should know their characters by the fruit that they bear. You should know them. And if they come with this attitude, like the girl in the beginning of this video, of the stream that we're doing, and you come up with that spirit, so why would you want to continue talking to her? Mm-hmm. Or him, or let's say if he has an attitude and a bad spirit, why would you want him in your circle? Why would you want somebody that has an attitude? Because this is not a regular attitude. It's a spirit on that person. It's a wicked spirit on that person. So we got to be careful who we break bread with. We got to be careful who we allow it to come into our circle, into our house, because if you allow them to come into your house, into your circle, their spirit can rub off on you. And if you date them, and if you continue to see them and date them, the Bible talks about being unequally yoked. So we don't want that kind of energy, that bad spirit energy. It don't, because remember, it's all about character in your spirit. If the spirit is not right, you will know. You will know. But the choice is yours if you want them in your circle or not. So I leave off with that, ladies and gentlemen. We leave off with that. That's right.
All right. Yeah. Great episode, man. Zacchaeus, where can they reach you, man?
Reach me at on Instagram at Zacchaeus Music on Instagram. Also on Zacchaeus at Zacchaeus Music at Zacchaeus Wayne Backus Gospel on Instagram, also on Facebook, Wayne Backus 167 on Facebook. Also check me out on TikTok, Wayne Zacchaeus Backus on TikTok as well. Check me out. Hit me up, y'all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Y'all can get at me, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Fifth General. Subscribe to the show, iTunes, Spotify. Please. Subscribe. to the YouTube channel, Fifth General TV, for more content, man.
Fifth General TV, subscribe. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you like what we share, just smash those buttons. Just smash them like buttons for us. We really would appreciate it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to get up out of here. This was another episode of Mr. Z and Fifth.